I will feast at the table of the Lord. I will feast at the table of the Lord. And I won't hunger anymore at his table. I will feast at the table of the
Good morning. Welcome to The Well. This is our first ever online edition of The Well. And guess what? We really don't know what we're doing. We're hoping that this gets to you and you're able to watch it and you're able to enjoy us sort of being together in a virtual way. My name is Emily, and normally I get to welcome you from our stage at USM. We know we're not going to get to meet at USM for the next several weeks. We don't know what next week looks like yet, but we do know that if we meet again together in person, it will be at our main campus. I want to let you know, just as a way of housekeeping, that all of our activities at our church are canceled for the upcoming week from now until March 21st. So from March 21st, there's nothing happening at our church. We are heeding the words from our government and from our health officials that we need to avoid large group gatherings. We trust that you guys are doing that and that someday soon we'll get to be together in a large group again, and it will be awesome. I want to kind of start our time this morning by reading a psalm to you. Over the past several weeks, we've been praying the Lord's Prayer. We've been reading a psalm about who God is, or a scripture about who God is. And today, I've picked my favorite psalm for when things feel crazy. And right now, I don't know what your week was like, but my week felt a little crazy. Like, we didn't know what was happening, how serious to take the things that we were hearing. But now we know that our schools are closed, our churches are closed, and we're in a place that we've never been before. So I wanted to read you this one. That is a psalm that speaks to when there feels like there's chaos. And this is Psalm number 46. And it says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There's a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her, she will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in an uproar. That's us. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And that's just what I want to proclaim today, that God is with us, that he's our ever-present help, that we have no need to fear because he's in charge of everything. And there's this verse in here, verse 10, the one that says, be still and know that I am God. And I feel like a lot of times we use that in our personal life, like telling our own selves to be still and just to rest in the knowledge of that God is who he is. And I think that that's totally true. But I also want to point out that within the context of this psalm, that this is being spoken to a nations that are in uproar, to waters that are surging, to mountains that are crashing. God is telling all of those things to be still and know that he is God. So this morning I'm going to lead us in a prayer, and then we're going to have some more songs for you to sing. Ben's going to come on in a few minutes and give a message. But in this time of prayer, I just want to pray that not only would we be still and know that he is God, but also just that the world would be still in the recognition that God is here and he's on the throne. So will you pray with me? So God, we just pray that this morning that you'll meet us where we are, whether that's in our living room, whether we're sitting at the kitchen table, God, whether we're on the back porch drinking coffee. God, I just pray that you would meet us where we're at and that you would somehow tie us all together. God, that we would know we're part of a greater community, even that if that community can't be physically together today. And God, I just pray that you would speak out over our city, over our country, God, and just even over this virus, just that you would tell it to be still. God, that you would be in power. God, that you would give us direction and wisdom, that you would be with our leaders in our country, God, and in our communities, and even our leaders in our church, that you would give them ways forward to be able to lead us into a right space, God, where we can trust you, where we can know that you're in control, God, where we wouldn't be living in fear. Thank you so much for Jesus and for the way that you sent him, God, and we know that because of his example, that we can live that way and love people the way that he did, God, and also, God, that we can fully trust in you and your will for us. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.
let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let. and we are his portion, and he is our prize. Drawn to redemption by the grace in his eyes. If grace is an ocean, we're all sinking.
We're all sinking.
So heaven meets earth like a sloppy wet kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest.
So if we were meeting together, this would be the time where I would invite you guys to give an offering. If you are a person who considers The Well or First United Methodist Long Beach your home, the way that we're going to do that today is by asking you to click the link on our Facebook page that will take you to a place where you can give online to our church so that we can continue our ministry. It may seem like a weird thing to ask you to give in this virtual way, but it's really important to keep the ministry of our church going over the next couple of weeks. Just a couple of things I want to point out that we're going to be doing is not only, you know, these online things, but also like our Backpack Buddies has a great opportunity, I hope, within the next few days to be able to provide food for children. If our schools are closed, there'll be many kids who are not getting a good breakfast or a good lunch in our community. And we're hopeful that our Backpack Buddies program can step up and kind of fill in those gaps as is needed. There's going to be other ways. Our Open Table is still feeding the homeless people in our community. So that's another thing that's going to keep going. And just other things that might pop up in the wake of whatever this situation is, where people are out of routine, maybe people are not working the same way. I feel like there's going to be a lot of ways for us to be able to give and to support people in our community. So we ask that you would go ahead and follow the link to give as you normally would. As we pray for our offering, we're also going to say the Lord's Prayer, and I hope that you will feel like you can say it together with me. But first, let's pray, and then I'll lead us in the Lord's Prayer. So God, we pray for all the offerings that are given, however they're given today, God, that you would bless those, that you would use us to do good work in our community. And I pray you'd show us what that work is, whether that's through Backpack Buddies, for feeding other people, God, for helping people who are just in a tight spot as they come in. God, we just pray that you'd help us to be generous, to look out for our neighbors in this time. And God, right now, I pray that you would help us as we pray the words that Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Where will you run? 'Cause I'll be by your side wherever you fall in the dead of night. Whenever you call, and please don't fight these hands that are holding you. And my hands are holding you. Look at these hands in my side. Swallow the grave. On that night, when I drank the world's sin, so I could carry you in and give you life. I want to give you life, and I'll be by your side wherever you fall in the dead of night. Whenever you call, and please don't fight these hands that are holding you. Hands are holding here in my side. Wherever you fall in the dead of night, whenever you call, and please don't fight these hands that are holding you. My hands are holding you. Cause I love you. I want you to know. I'll be by your side wherever you fall in the dead of night. Whenever you call, and please don't fight these hands that are holding you. And my hands are holding here in my side wherever you fall in the dead of night. Whenever you call, and please don't fight these hands that are holding you. And my hands are holding. Standing on this mountaintop, looking just how far we've come, knowing that for every step you were with us. Kneeling on this battleground, seeing just how much you've done, knowing every victory was your power in us. Scars and struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, yes, our hearts can say. Never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on our own. You are faithful, God, you are faithful. Standing on this battleground, seeing just how much you've done, knowing every victory was your power in us. Scars and struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, yes, our hearts can say. Never once did we ever walk alone. Struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, never once did we ever walk alone, carried by by your constant grace, held within your perfect peace. Never once, no, we never walk alone. Never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on our own.
Hey, good morning. Well, if everything's worked right, you have been welcomed and greeted. You have been led in worship by Chris and Jennifer already, and I'm incredibly grateful for their ministry with us on a daily basis, but certainly for at the last minute coming together to record some songs so that we could experience music and worship today. I'm coming to you, not live, because you're watching this a little bit later, but I'm in my kid's bedroom, and for me, this is a first. This is my first sermon ever preached, or at least certainly the first sermon to be published that has been preached from my kid's bedroom. This is Joe and Benji's bedroom, but it seemed like the most logical place for us to film this. We're at the far end of the house. All the noise is that way, and hopefully you're not hearing that. But I want to welcome you and say we're glad that you joined us today. You know, I wrestle with what do we say on a day like today when we can't be together, at least not physically. But I was reminded, you know, the church is not a building, it's a people. And so here we are gathered, thanks to the gift of technology, we are together. And so so I want to just go ahead and open up our Bibles and get started. I had wrestled with what to say, and then I thought, you know what, we're just going to keep moving through the Lord's Prayer. Today, the piece of the Lord's Prayer we're looking at is the petition where we ask that God would give us this day our daily bread. And I thought, how more appropriate for those of us who may be struggling with a little bit of anxiety or struggling to know kind of what's going on or how's this going to play out? I think it's a great prayer for us to pray. Lord, give us the things that we need this day so that we may come back and trust you again tomorrow. And so if you got your Bibles and you want to open them up, I'm going to read us through Matthew chapter 6, the section in there where Jesus tells his disciples and us too, pray like this. He says in Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 9, he says, pray like this: Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food that we need, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. The New Living Translation says, give us today the food that we need. This is the first part of the Lord's Prayer where we get into a petition, where we first begin by acknowledging God as our loving Father. We acknowledge God as being holy, and we certainly in that moment acknowledge his greatness and sort of position ourselves as we prepare to go to God in prayer. We say, may your name be kept holy. In other words, may we recognize, God, just how incredible you are and just who we are in light of that. And then last week we moved on to inviting God's will to be done in our life, that his kingdom would become a reality in our midst, and that our lives would be aligned with his will for us. And so today we begin the petition where we begin to ask for what we need. And I believe that that we are asking for what we need. God, give us what we need today. But I also think that in this, there's a recognition that that everything we truly need comes directly from God. And it is through his generosity that we receive what we need. And so this prayer, give us today the bread that we need. In other words, provide for us, God, the need that we have. May it come into reality. May we have everything that we need this day. So this idea of trusting God for our daily need is not something that's new with Jesus as he instructs the disciples on how to pray, but rather this is something that goes back to the very beginning with God's people, the Israelites. They had just been delivered from Egypt, where they were held in captivity. God had done this miraculous parting of the Red Sea. They had been delivered, and it didn't take very long before they began to complain to Aaron and Moses, who God had appointed to lead them during that time. And they began to complain, the water's no good. We got nothing to eat. What are we going to do? And so God, in his incredible providence, puts out manna and quail. He puts manna on the ground, like this weird kind of flaky substance that the Israelites were instructed to go and pick up every morning. And there was a promise that there would be enough for them for the day, and only enough. And so pick up only what you need, and tomorrow there'll be some more. Likewise, they were given quail in the evening. And so this manna that comes from heaven, it comes down, and some of the people, rather than getting as they had been instructed, instead of getting enough for the day and trusting that God would provide what they need tomorrow, they began to pick up a whole lot more because there was plenty out there. And so they began to gather and to hoard it, and they put it in jars and stuck it in the cabinet. And lo and behold, the next day, rather than go out and harvest what God had provided for them the next day, they were just going to get it out of the cabinet, out of their pantry. And it had, as the Bible tells us this, it had maggots in it. There's this move from hoarding to trusting, this move from being fearful that we're not going to have what we need toward a place of faith where we walk and we trust in God to provide for everything that we need. I can't help but think about our current situation. If you've been to Walmart or tried to find some toilet paper, so they tell me, it is difficult to come by. And it just makes me wonder, like, did all of a sudden everybody run out of toilet paper on the same day? Or do we have this mentality that somehow if we don't grab what we're going to need, not only for today, but for 15 years, we go out and grab cases of toilet paper. The same could be said for Germex or Purell, whatever it is. I saw a news article where there's a guy in Tennessee who apparently just went store to store and bought as much as he could. He was going to sell it and make a quick dollar. And apparently he got shut down really quickly. But I mean, isn't that, before we throw stones at him, I got to thinking, like, isn't that what we do? I mean, you let a hurricane warning be issued around us. What am I going to do? I'm going to get in my truck and I'm going to drive to the nearest gas station and I'm going to top off. I'm not just going to pump it until the thing clicks. I'm going to keep pumping it until it's like, you know, spilling out over the edge because I don't want to not have enough, right? It's a trust thing. We don't know what the future holds, and so we want to take matters into our own hands. When we think there might be a scarcity or we think there might be enough, rather than trust that God's going to take care of us, we want to do things to make sure we get it before somebody else does. I'm reminded, I had a conversation one time recently, a couple of years ago, I guess it was, with my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law is in the beer business. They make beer, they sell beer. And regardless of what you think about beer, they do this and they're doing apparently a very successful job at it. And he was telling me they were getting ready to release this new beer. And they were going to limit, intentionally, they were going to limit the sales of it. And so they had this big announcement, like, we're releasing this brand new beer, and you got to get in line early because we're only going to let you buy two of them. We're only going to let you get two of them, and there's a limited quantity. And he said the morning of the release, people were lined up, and every person in line bought two bottles of beer. He said, had we not limited the number you could buy, a lot of those people would have just bought one. They just want to try it. And he said, but because we limit the quantity that you can have, people seem to think they may never be able to get it again. And I thought to myself, man, that's exactly how we operate. If we think there's a limit on something, or if we think somehow it may not be available tomorrow, we want to grab as much as we can and hold on to it. And the thing is, when it comes to our faith, That's not where we're called to live. When Jesus says, pray like this, he says, and ask God to give you what you need for today. And trust him that tomorrow you can pray that same prayer and he's going to make good on it tomorrow. It's a day by day thing. And I think especially in the world we live in now, not just with the outbreak of a coronavirus, but just in the culture that we live in, it is hard, I think, for us at times to trust that God is going to care for us day by day by day. But we're invited so graciously and so generously by our Heavenly Father to come and to pray. God, give us the bread we need for today. We're going to come back and we're going to trust your hand to provide it tomorrow. So as you continue on the next few days, and even as you continue in life, I would invite you to take this prayer seriously. There's no greater time than right now to practice the art of prayer. There's no greater time now than to communicate with the one who made you, who knows you, and who loves you. And just to simply ask, God, would you give me what I need for today? And would you enable me to trust you that you're going to provide it for tomorrow? I think in a very practical way, that's going to look in our lives like generosity. When we begin to practice this prayer, when we begin to pray this prayer, when we begin to put it into practice, we're going to loosen our grip on some of the things that we have. And I think this is when we begin to see that kingdom come, as we prayed last week. We're going to begin to see the will of God take place when we receive all that God would have for us. And we hold on to it very loosely because we know that he's going to provide for everything we need tomorrow. And so I believe it looks like generosity. I've begun to ask myself, like, what does the church look like in this season of our life? What do the next few weeks look like? Well, hopefully, if all this video thing goes well, we've already talked about some of those things before we got here into the worship service. But I think in light of this prayer, give us today what we need, I think there's a freedom that comes knowing that God's going to provide everything that we need tomorrow. We can be generous today. We can serve our community today. We can provide for the needs of those around us. And I believe there's going to be some opportunities in the immediate future for us to be incredibly generous, for us to give ourselves away. I believe this is an opportunity for the church to shine and to do an incredible ministry. Though we can't gather in our large buildings on a regular basis, maybe, perhaps we can still be the church. Perhaps we can still offer our gifts for the good of the kingdom, that it might become a reality all around us. So I invite you to boldly and humbly pray this prayer. God, give me. That's the boldness of it. But also the humility to say, give me only what I need today. And God, help me to trust tomorrow that you're going to give what I need. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope that you watch this. I hope you'll share it with somebody. And I hope that you'll stay tuned to our Facebook and to our website to know what's coming up next. We will keep you guys posted as soon as we know what's happening. I can say with surety that when we get to worship back together, more than likely it will be at our main campus, because USM has certainly called us off through the end of April. April 30th, they're going to reconsider. And so please just tune in. We look forward to being back with you. And I can't wait to see you and shake your hand, or at least give you an elbow bump, whatever we're allowed to do at that time. God bless you, and may God provide everything you need today and tomorrow and the next day.